he goes there and does it. At the same time, he's sending a mental message to the second rat that didn't see any light. And the second rat, in 70% of the times, is going to press the left lever and get the reward without ever experiencing the light in the retina. Well, we took this to a little higher limit by getting monkeys to collaborate mentally in a brain net, basically to donate their brain activity and combine them to move the virtual arm that I showed you before. And what you're seeing here is the first time that two monkeys combine their brains, synchronize their brain perfectly to get this virtual arm to move. One monkey is controlling the X dimension, the other monkey is controlling the Y dimension. But it gets a little more interesting when you get three monkeys in there and you ask one monkey to control X and Y, the other monkey to control Y and Z, and the third one to control X and Z. And you make them all play the game together, moving the arm to in 3D into a target to get the famous Brazilian oranges. And they actually do. The black dot is the average of all these brains working in parallel, in real time. That's the definition of a biological computer, interacting by brain activity and achieving a motor goal. Where this is going, we have no idea. We're just scientists. We're paid to be children, to basically go to the edge and discover what is out there. But one thing I know, one day, in a few decades, when our grandchildren surf the net just by thinking, or a mother donates her eyesight to an autistic kid that cannot see, or someone speaks because of a brain-to-brain bypass, some will remember that it always started on a winter afternoon in a Brazilian soccer field with an impossible kick. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking to the time, but actually we have given you a couple of more minutes because there are a couple of points we want to develop. And of course, clearly it seems that we need connected brains to figure out where this is going.